leaves us to warm.
All right, people, where are we to go now that we've gone too far? Well, hopefully you can hear me. My voice sucks. Excuse my friend. I found out what's been going on with it. I got a growth in my throat. I have to get exercise. I have to have it cut out. It's got a, I guess, some kind of scar tissue over a growth. Not like malignant or a tumor or anything. It's just a, I guess, from straining my voice when all this stuff happened with the final order of the Coast Guard and everything that was going on around that time. Put a lot of stress on my voice and trying to do the shows and as many shows as possible. But I'm still here, still trying to use whatever little free speech I have left. 800-313-9443. Is the call-in number. This is In the Zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. We are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've moved over from Genesis Communications Network. And you can see the new website for RVN. It's beautiful. I actually like it better than most of the other networks that are out there, if not all. It looks real sharp. The guys, the web guys with RVN did a really nice job on it, and kudos to them. And I know there's many more things coming at everyone. And one of the things I want to point out and remind everybody of is that the archives are available, or you can find the price online. I'm actually not in front of my computer at the moment. But I think it's $1.33 a week or something like that. How much? Oh, $1.33 a month. Wow, even cheaper than I thought. So for $1.33 a month, you get full access to the archives of all the shows, and you can listen to them, download them, put them on your iPod. And there's a lot of really good programs in the archives. Mine, I believe this week will be the first show after coming back. We've been back 3 weeks now. This will be the first show that will be in the archives, and be trying to get the last couple shows last week and the week before that aren't in the archives up and into the archives. Everyone at RBN has been working diligently on numerous upgrades, changes in the programming, so many things coming at you, and they're doing a great job. So please, you know, even signing up and becoming a member and getting the archives for $1.33 a month helps support the network. Okay, we're already at, I guess, our first break. You hear the music coming up. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. This is In the Zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, on Republic Broadcast Network. Be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. We got some audio problems. It's coming from my end. I'm trying to get it straightened out here in the next 10 minutes or so. So at the next break, we should be back with a little bit more clarity and voice quality. We're working on straightening it out right now. But please bear with us. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And I want to touch on again, of course, this is one of probably the most important things I can, you know, try to bring forth to you and make very clear. The Coast Guard has moved from the Department of Transportation into the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. And as they've been creating these federal and state fusion centers, marrying all the different, you know, agencies and bureaucracies and departments together into one vertically integrated, you know, agency that's in the same building, has their personnel working out in the same, you know, gym, et cetera, breaking down all the walls of the separation of powers and separation of duties, and having overt fraternization between the fire departments and the police departments and the, you know, the federal level, the FBI and NASA and DHS and ICE and everybody else. You know, there are no more, from what Bush has worked out, no more quote-unquote turf wars, you know, people trying to do their job under their mission statement. Now everything is vertically integrated and married together to where they have the fire department, you know, collecting information on citizens and acting as a police department of sorts, rather than putting out fires and focusing simply on putting out fires. And this gets into even the immigration issues. You know, the whole point of allowing anyone and everyone to report fires, regardless of citizenship, is to reduce the spread of fires. And it's probably one of the better examples of having access to public facilities. If you set up as insurance, it turns into a racket. But when you have a library that anyone and everyone who's in our country can use, along with public water systems and public, not just sewer systems, but public bathrooms, as an example, along with fire departments that are part of the public trust that work to put out fires, and, you know, that's what they do, and not fire insurance like they used to have back in Rome, in the Roman Empire. You know, think of Nero and under other Roman emperors. You know, many of the things that we're seeing nowadays are recreations of things that have come before. They just spin them and put a new name on them. To solve the problem with medical insurance, quote-unquote, or medical coverage or health care, you don't need fixes in insurance. You need hospitals, and you need medical staff. And, you know, certain things should be part of the overall public trust that we pay our taxes for, just like a library where everyone can go in and use the books. And, you know, at some point, who's checking out what books shouldn't really be, you know, anyone's concern. And also the issues of free speech. You know, if we try to quelch free speech to the point where people aren't talking, then the crazies, the people with, you know, ludicrous ideas are held and kept in the closet. And the best way to know that we have problems is to let people air their grievances as much and as frequently as possible, handle all grievances and do it in a legitimate fashion. You know, our courts, one of the things that Bush came out with when he first came in office was we got to do away with these frivolous lawsuits, you know, which is utterly ridiculous. No complaint or grievance is frivolous. If a complaint does not have merit, then it should make its way through the court system quickly, as in all cases. And, you know, if the individual or individuals or complainants are allowed free speech and allowed to get in and explain what the grievances are about, and not some extremely complex system like we do have now, to where, you know, an individual like myself can end up in a military tribunal as an alleged civilian. The Coast Guard, which I'm not in, and has turned itself into a branch of military in the Department of Homeland Security, and taking Title 10, the UCMJ Uniform Code of Military Justice, out of the Department of Defense that it was written for and into the Department of Homeland Security is probably one of the most, the scariest, most fascist, corporatist things that you can imagine, because now they have broken out the Uniform Code of Military Justice, military law, out of the Department of Defense that it was intended for, and moved it into a civil service agency and department, the biggest one ever created in the United States in Homeland Security. And this is not a good thing. The Coast Guard has taken all of its own personnel that were civil service. This is a federal maritime, quote-unquote, police agency that is now, in 2003, when it moved into Homeland Security, just after Homeland Security was created, flipped a switch and turned itself into a branch of military overnight. It is not and was not intended to be a branch of military. It shouldn't be a branch of military if it's in Homeland Security. If they want to be a branch of military, they should be moved into the Department of Defense, under the Department of Navy, just like the Marine Corps, and made a legitimate branch of military that cannot carry on and be involved in any civilian affairs. Right now you have the Coast Guard, a special branch of military, supposedly, allegedly, self-declared, that can carry on its own military tribunals with JAG Council of American civilians. And it's a branch of military that is taxing civilians, levying fines and fees upon civilians, collecting fines and fees and taxes from civilians as a branch of military. It is registering, or as they call it, documenting American flag vessels within Homeland Security, much like our DMVs do, where they call it registering, you know, register a vehicle just like a car. The Coast Guard has its hand in everything, and now they're moving to biometric cards for all boaters, not just for commercial, you know, operators and those who are getting into ports, but to where all boaters will have to have a biometric ID card. And this is the, again, the progenitor, the prototype for the new biometric national ID card that will replace your driver's license, your passport, your library card, and every other form of ID, probably including your credit cards and your bank accounts with quote unquote cash in them. They're already talking about a international currency for the world. And this is all coming out from the elite and powers that be. It's even being covered in the media. Fox News is putting it out. And you can see where all this is headed. All the things that the alternative truth media has been warning you about is happening right before our eyes. And part of the problem is Americans don't care enough. There's not enough people out there. There are. I mean, it's really changing. People are waking up in droves now. Far more so than ever before. And it has reached a critical juncture to where Republicans and Democrats are starting to realize that we have been betrayed and that it is Big Brother, our royal heirs from Europe and even Asia and from around the world. You know, even the royal Hawaiians get a special seat at the table compared to everyone else. And right now, citizens of a republic are less than subjects of kingdoms, like England, to where the subjects of the queen and the royal families are less than, are more than, citizens of a free republic or a freeman. We have now been captured and are being held, you know, subjugated within our own country by the very same parties, the very same families, the very same individuals who we declared independence from and fought a revolutionary war to free ourselves from and set up a system of self-governance. And these powers have spent the last 200-plus years at taking back the country and turning it back into a kingdom. And that's where we find ourselves today, with individuals like J.P. Morgan, you know, who came to the United States, as I've mentioned before, prior to the Civil War, helped incite the Civil War, funded both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial houses prior to, in the midst of, and after the Civil War, just like Morgan Stanley has done with Bear Stearns now, and just like these very same players have set our country up in an internal civil war to move us, just like in our first civil war, as a state nation into a nation state, to now move us from a nation state, the United States of America, into the North American Union. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Pick up the phone, you lazy people. Just kidding. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host of Tim Eric Channel. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, we're back, and hopefully we have the audio problem fixed where you can hear us a little bit better now. I was mobile, and I kind of lost track of the time. I got caught up in something, and I realized when Mike called me, producer, that, it's that time again. And it is that time again. It's revolutionary. And, you know, I brought up and I've talked to a couple friends. I have some friends over at Whittier Peace Group. I'm going to be talking there on April 16th and doing a half-hour video, half-hour presentation, and half-hour Q&A on the 16th from 7 to 9. It'll be probably one of the, not the first time that I've done this type of a, I don't want to call it a lecture, but an event or an appearance, and but I'm trying to plan it and have slides or like a PowerPoint type presentation about some of the stuff that's gone on, not only with myself but the changes with Homeland Security and how the Department of Homeland Defense, which is what it was originally to be called, and just like the, you know, Operation Iraqi Liberation Oil. They figured that that might be too obvious and too much of a tongue-in-cheek, you know, name for the second Gulf War, and that they had better not use it because it might be, you know, and they like doing that kind of stuff, though. These, you know, these crooks, these liars, cheats, and thieves, these fascist, corporatist, whatever. I heard Lenny Clark, I think is his name, Leonard Clark, was taken off the air, not sure where, because he used the word fascist. So I guess that's a, you know, and they also have, they passed legislation in California where you can't use the N-word. And I don't mean, you know, the one that most people would consider racist, but the word, they actually left the legislation very broad, so it didn't even say the word. It only said or referred to it as the N-word. And some people could, especially with what they're doing with the term fascist, say that you can't use the word Nazi on the air because that's the N-word that has now been outlawed. It's pretty crazy what's going on. And, you know, this has happened before in the world. We've seen it before. And we need to realize and call it what it is. The people that are doing this are still within the government, both Congress and the executive branch and the judicial branch. We have a bunch of families where each is represented by a stick, like back in the old days where they used to, for say somebody like the House of Habsburg, back in medieval period, if not well before, they used to count for the treasures of the estate or the house or the family or the kingdom or the king or the royal family by using a special stick that they would cut notches out of. And they would count up the sheep and the cattle and the serfs and the servants and the vassals and the peasants. And they would have, and the gold and everything else, and they would have it on these sticks. Well, fascists are the very same concept, these royal families, these self-appointed royal or corporatist families, the kingmakers, castle makers, or castle tenders. You know, Walmart is nothing but a modern-day castle. And the corporation itself has taken on that form, virtually, if not literally. You know, when you look at some of these modern day corporate malls, they have that very, you know, you probably use the word Venetian appearance to it, but some are much more, you know, like a castle. What they've done, though, is they've bundled, and that's what the fasci is, the bundle of sticks with the ribbons around it, holding it together with a little, I think, axe coming off of it. And what they've done is all these families have bundled their wealth and their names and those who they control underneath their lineage. You know, a lot of these people don't know that they're part of, you know, it's very much of a the Matrix, you know, Neo and a Mr. Smith type situation where a lot of people partake in what's going on and have no clue that, of what they're partaking of and even help to develop. If you look at the Manhattan Project, that's a good example. They had 130,000 people in, I think, one of the towns in Tennessee, which was set up to be run off of the Tennessee Valley Authority, the TVA, which was started by FDR, was this massive power facility. It's set up as a public trust, and it actually helped electrify and power and generate the electricity for the equipment that was used in the Manhattan Project to develop the atomic weapons, the atomic bomb. And I can hear the music coming up. I'll get into a little bit more about the Manhattan Project right after the break. 800-313-9443. I know you're out there, but do you dare pick up the phone? That is the question. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, we're back. And I just want to finish up real quick on, and I could go on that topic for a while about the Manhattan Project, but the governor of Tennessee back in the 30s did not know that a town of anywhere from 65,000 to 130,000, depending on who you count, how you count them, and when you count them, there was minimally 65,000 people living in the town. The town was built, and the governor of the state did not even know it. They also developed the project, the Manhattan Project, and there's organizations like Science and Engineers for America, C, which is an offshoot of the Manhattan Project. It was actually started by people who were from the Manhattan Project. And, you know, these are basically control groups. They're gatekeepers. But the Manhattan Project was... The individuals who were working in it were told that they were living together, you know, married, friends, neighbors, you know, it was basically its own little city. You know, I don't know if anybody's watched Stargate, but, you know, it was their own little community where they lived. And they were told, though, that they could not discuss what they did for the project with anyone else in the project. So it was need-to-know basis. So very few people had the information to put together and understand what they were partaking in. This was not just a means for creating the atomic weapon. It was a social engineering project to see if people and to study people, humans, and see if they could
you know, with a little information, say, hey, go make this widget. Make the best widget you can. Make the as much money as you possibly can making these widgets. But don't ask or talk to anyone else that's making other things that go into creating the system. And that's what's happened to a large extent. You have so many people with such specialized knowledge and information that they can't put the pieces of the puzzle together because they only can focus on a few puzzle pieces, period. And that is part of the problem in what's going on in America. And, you know, these are things, like, even from World War One. We've got Dave in Wisconsin. I'll get to him in just one sec. But the even World War One, they studied the doughboys, the soldiers, and much of the DSM-4, which is a diagnostic and statistic manual they use for psychology and psychiatry and for, you know, quote-unquote, diagnosing people, it all came from studying troops in the middle of war. And they understood that, you know, if you get caught between the fight and flight, desires of the mind to either stand and fight or run, you know, one or the other, you pick or choose. If you get stuck in a position where you can't do either and you don't know, like being in a trench in World War One, where you could die from gas or somebody could come up over the trench and shoot, kill, or stab you. It could happen during the day, in the middle of the night. Your trenches could be overrun and somebody come up through the trench. You just did not know. And the one thing that these guys were dealing with was fear of the unknown. And that fear of the unknown, and what, this was studied enormously in World War One and human nature. It's much of what is going on now in our economy, to where they have people trapped, to where they can't get out of their mortgage, but they owe, like even now they're doing this stupid thing where the banks are abandoning the property and putting it back on the homeowner who has been, you know, they've gone through the ringer and put these people in bankruptcy, taken the home away from them, repossessed it, even booted some people out. And then now we're saying, well, forget it. We don't want it. Throwing it back on the person so that now the state or the city, local community is going after the former homeowner who's now again, once again, the current homeowner because the banks are abandoning the property. And these people are still coming under attack and they don't know what to do. I mean, because they're stuck between a rock and a hard place and no one's following the laws. The bankruptcy laws have been, you know, extremely corrupted by Citibank and others. They're charging people to get out of bankruptcy now, forcing them to take courses on how not to be bankrupt. I think some of the courses are as much as $900 each. And it's to the point where people can't even afford to declare bankruptcy anymore. That's how insane things are going. And I've been trying to get this word out on this because I went through it myself. When, you know, Homeland Security and the shipping companies and the federal government came after me, and I started to notice all these things that were going on in all of the courts. And now what they've done is they've changed them to where in the courts, especially federal courts and even now state, it's electronic filing, and you more or less have to use an attorney to file. You can still do pro se, but they hate pro se litigants. They hate individuals going in without an attorney and trying to enforce their rights. Let me go to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, welcome to the show. Dave.
I wanted to bring something to your attention that I think is a big challenge that we're all facing. I'm almost 60 years of age, so I've been working as hard as I can and studying to try to present information that is really cogent and valid. But anyway, on one email I got, I think this just about says it. And this is a quote from Czechoslovakian president Václav Klaus. And the title of this particular mailing that I received is Czech President Blasts global warming. And in this particular article that comes from a news site, WorldNet Daily is the name of the news site, but anyway, this quote is so so valid as far as I'm concerned. It goes like this, and it's about global warming and the people that he's among. I mean, he's the president of Czechoslovakia. Anyway, it goes, it reminds me of the frustration people like me felt in the communist era. Whatever you said, any convincing and well-prepared arguments you used, any relevant data you assembled, no reaction. It all fell into emptiness. Nobody listened. They didn't even try to argue back. They considered you a naive, uninformed, and confused person, an eccentric, a complainer, someone not able to accept their only truth. It is very similar now. Recalling his experience at the recent World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, he said he spent 3 hours at a closed session with about 60 people, heads of state and quote-unquote experts like Al Gore, Tony Blair, and Kofi Annan. It was a discouraging experience. You looked around in vain to find at least one person who would share your views. There was no one. I think each of us are kind of like islands that are continuing to try to present material, and I'm just glad you had this forum there to present this, because as soon as people understand how this reality that you are displaying, that you're telling people about, is the way it really is when you're in a hard court fight.
Yeah, well, and not just that, but when you come up against the mob, you know, organized crime, and organized crime has taken on a whole new appearance, because guys like former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who is a supposed Christian, and he's far from it, you know, when you study his behavior, because this guy, his father and brother, helped steal billions of dollars from Medicare and Medicaid from the U.S. taxpayer. They just didn't steal the money from the U.S. taxpayer. They stole billions of dollars in health care dollars that was intended to care for people. That's criminal. That's the worst kind of criminal.
That's one of many, many examples. And he campaigned as a pro-life candidate, conservative, and so forth. And he was heavily invested in
Well, not just a Christian, but a self-declared Christian. He's also a doctor who's supposed to do no harm. And these kind of individuals are the kind of individuals that have infested our government, and not just our government, but governments around the world, and they are related to each other.
Yeah.
When you start to see that you have, I can't think of, it wasn't, I'm trying to think of the Italian prime minister, not Berlusconi, and I don't think, I'm trying to remember.
Well, there's example after example of this type of hypocritical person.
No, but this was before, after Berlusconi lost, I think Napolitano won, and I think Berlusconi got back in, but this guy named Napolitano was the, I'm not sure if it was a prime minister, but one of the highest positions in government in Italy. It might have been like the deputy prime minister or something like that. But he, when you look at that name, Napolitano, and then you go, well, wait, the new head of the Department of Homeland Security is named Napolitano, too.
Napolitano also, right.
And that's not a coincidence. That's not just a simple coincidence.
I agree. Well, here's where I always have a difficulty not having a radio talk show, but calling in from time to time, is I always try to come to the place in a conversation where I try to make the point that before any of the legal or political or the connections can be addressed, it has to be clearly understood the spiritual underpinnings of what drives the enemy. And I think they're scared out of their minds right now. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. My family's been in this neighborhood where I live since the 1870s. and we're here to stay and we're here to fight. Anybody
wants
to come and get some, they can come and try to get themselves some, because I'm here and I'm here to stay.
That's I think the powers that be, quote unquote, the royal families and their extensions, and those. And let me give you a couple examples. Rupert Murdoch is a perfect example of how they play the game. Rupert Murdoch built his media empire in Australia as a subject to the royal families in a constitutional monarchy known as Australia. It's not a republic. It's not a democracy. It's a constitutional monarchy. He built his media empire there as backed by the Queen and royal families with special privileges, and then he used it to leverage his way into the United States and take over our media and create Fox News to incite and foment civil war here in the United States. Although it may not feel like our prior civil war, we are in a quote-unquote civil war of sorts, where they have us at each other's throats so that they can do what J.P. Morgan did in our first civil war and steal from us blindly, because we are so enraged, so angry, do not know what is up and what is down, do not understand what is going on, except for, you know, a few of us who are trying to explain it, get word out, so that now they're trying to use this very same situation or parameters as in our prior civil war to change us from a state nation, as they did in the Civil War, into a nation state after the Civil War, from now turning us into a nation state into a market state. And I want to get to this because this is important. And hold on, Dave. Philip Bobbitt wrote a book called The Shield of Achilles. And I want to read to you his bio. It's just a very short paragraph, but listen to this closely. Philip Bobbitt, and this is an American, supposedly. Philip Bobbitt teaches constitutional law at the University of Texas. And I'm sorry to say, but in Texas, there's a lot of Germans. There's a lot of good Germans. But there's a lot of Germans who will be good Germans and do what they're told. And, you know, if they can get a job with the royal family, hey, fine, as long as it pays good and puts food on the table. They don't care. They don't care. They don't think about living as freemen or free women in a free republic. They just want to go along to get along. And there's a lot of people that are not German that do the same thing, that are Portuguese and Irish and Christian and Jewish and whatever. You know, they don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
But Philip Bobbitt teaches constitutional law at the University of Texas, where he holds the A.W. Walker Centennial Chair. Walker, think of George Herbert Walker Bush and the Bush Walker Davis families. And go look it up on Wikipedia, Walker and Davis families. And I've run into these people myself, both the Walker families, the Bush families, and the Davis families, and these are not good people. And they're tied directly to German royalty, the Habsburgs. George Bush is a member of the House of Habsburg. Now, let me continue with his bio. This is for Philip Bobbitt, the Shield of Achilles. He was formerly the Anderson Senior Research Fellow. I think Anderson is another one of these names. It's more Dutch, but it's also German. The Anderson Senior Research Fellow at Nuffield College, Oxford University. And Oxford University, of course, is part of the Rhodes Scholarship System, where Bill Clinton went to school at for 3 years in London as a Rhodes Scholar, paid for by the royal families. I'm going back to Philip Bobbitt again, at Nuffield College, Oxford University, where he was a member of the modern history faculty. Now listen to this closely. He was later the Marsh Christian Fellow in War Studies. I don't know how they can put those two terms in the same sentence, being a Christian Fellow at the War Studies College, and it's the War Studies College in King's College, University of London. So think of this. In one sentence, he was later the Marsh Christian Fellow in War Studies at King's College, University of London. And this is an American. This is an American. Now wait, listen to what he's done. He has served as associate counsel to the president. That's the American president we're talking about. Not, you know, England doesn't have a president.
Right.
Legal counsel to the Senate Select Committee on the Iran-Contra affair. Ooh, JFK. That's Reagan and Bush and, you know, a few others.
Poindexter. Kept,
yeah, exactly. And, yep. Keep going. And remember, a lot of those guys were benighted by the Queen. The Counselor on International Law at the Department of State, as well as Director of Intelligence, Senior Director for Critical Infrastructure, and Senior Director for Strategic Planning at the National Security Council. He has written several books on nuclear strategy, social choice, and constitutional law. He lives in Austin, Washington, and London. Now listen to what, think of, you know, what our founding fathers would have thought of this guy. They would have probably tarred, feathered him, lit him on fire, and sent him off in a boat. And I'm telling you, that, and I'm not saying do that, but that is what our founding fathers used to do. They just didn't tar and feather people. Well, they actually lit them on fire.
The threats are trying to force us back under them, but it's a bigger job than they can handle. I guarantee that.
Right. Well, hold on, Dave. Let me, because I want to read one more paragraph, but I want to keep you on. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
All right. I want to mention real quick the Title of the Nobility Act was passed. I think it was 1806. You can find this on the internet under the Titles of Nobility Act. And they've tried to reintroduce it now. There's a lot of discussion and people are trying to get it, you know, moved in. But we've got a bunch of loyalists and royalists who wish to turn the United States back into a member state of the United Kingdom. And all of this is a recreation of the United Kingdom. And they want to have a system worldwide of kingdoms to where they have royal families that are in charge. And I'm not making this up. I mean, if you go read Philip Bobbitt, who's one of their, you know, gatekeepers and one of their agents, who works for, you know, and you can go back to Ronald Reagan, who was knighted by the Queen, along with George Herbert Walker Bush, who was knighted by the Queen, and Alan Greenspan, and Kissinger, who was born in Germany, raised in London to an age, came to the United States to betray us, much like Rupert Murdoch. And I can go into, I've studied these people and what they do and how they do it. If you look at Dollar, Stanley, or well, Robert Dollar, and Stanley Dollar, his son, and what they did with Dollar Lines that eventually became American Present Lines, and its ties to Roosevelt and Kennedy, you start to realize, because Kennedy was doing the same thing, he was taking DeWars whiskey through Canada, warehousing it here in the United States, basically smuggling in gold, liquid gold of a sort, during Prohibition to set up a beefsteak or a treasure chest for himself so that he could act as an agent for foreign and, of course, yes, royal interests. The Titles of Nobility Act made it so that if you took anything from foreign and especially royal interest, you would lose your citizenship. And that means Ronald Reagan would have lost his citizenship, you know, in accordance with what our founding fathers believed. In response to passing the Titles of Nobility Act in 1806, the Brits came in, burned the White House in the War of 1812, and then left. And they destroyed a lot of the records and made everybody pay more attention to that war rather than what was the real cause of it, which was the passing of the Titles of Nobility Act. And now we've got people that are being, that are openly tied to foreign royal families. And, you know, guys like Stephen Gyllenhaal, writer, director, producer in Hollywood, whose son Jake Gyllenhaal, Brokeback Mountain and many other movies, and his daughter, Jake Gyllenhaal's sister, Maggie, she was the love interest in the most recent Dark Knight Batman series. They're a duke and a duchess because the royal Swedish family has ennobled Stefan Gyllenhaal and made him a part of nobility. And this is a mover shaker in Hollywood. But let me read real quick. Dave, you still there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm listening, sure.
Here's part three from, it's just a paragraph. You know, for anyone who hasn't read this book, I would recommend it, even though it's written by, I call him the enemy. You know, he wants to turn America into a kingdom from a republic. And then, and what happens when you do that is all the public trusts, the things that are part of the Commonwealth, and in a republic we all have ownership in, rather than royal families where you have that type of a Commonwealth, you know, a kingdom, they want to take over and seize custody of all of these enormous public trusts. And, you know, $1 trillion here and $1 trillion there really is not that much when you think of these guys are trying to steal assets that are worth hundreds of trillions of dollars, if not almost invaluable. The Department of Defense owns, I'm trying to think of what is it, 66 million acres worldwide that they own and control. You know, we have our military in 130 countries.
Are you on for a second hour, or is this it?
Yeah, I am. No, I'm going over. Like, hold on, Dave, because I'm trying to get to that paragraph, but I'm trying to also lay some, you know, bring in and connect a lot of the dots here for people as well. Hold on, and we'll come back right at the top of the hour. We're going to break right now. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. With